Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
Cattle futures and grain futures all higher today as the ag economy got a bit of a boost from higher prices. Feeder cattle today 35 higher on the Octobers, which expire tomorrow. November feeders up 80. January is up 17. So got quite a boost here. We're still below the moving averages there on the feeder cattle, especially out there on the spring. We're about $6 below that 121 50-day moving average for March. Currently, March is 115.10. On the live cattle, they were 30 to 50 higher here and about 50 cents off their high. They did trade higher at one point earlier today than they currently were. We had some 103 to 105 cash trade that was considered $4 to $5 higher than where the market was at this time last week. So kind of a boost from the cash market as well as the technical side of things. On the December live cattle, we're back to the moving average. It was 104.70. On December, they're at 104.35 with the high 104.87. There is some ideas there that the trade might be using that moving average there as a resistance level, but we'll take any higher trade we can get. It has rebounded back about $5 to $6 off the lows from earlier last week. Bucks beef up four on choice at 182.48. Select down 53 at 168.39.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were higher, just like the cattle futures today. Corn up 4 to 5 cents. They met heavy resistance at 355 and three quarters on the Deese corn. There was some pretty big sell orders up there at those levels. I was watching that throughout the day. There were 2,000 contracts there, so quite a bit of resistance there for the Deese corn. Beans broke through $10 and traded up 18 and a half cents. So every contract here, Nov, Jan, March, out in 17, are all above $10 now. So the question is $10 now support since it has been resistance for so long? Wheat, 5 to 7 higher on the Chicago wheat. Kansas City was 2 to 2.5 cents higher. And then we got outside movement as well today. Bonds are down 23 at 163.31, meaning interest rates could possibly move higher. The U.S. dollar, though, down 8.7 cents. And then cotton futures today up 80 in December at 69.29. March cotton is up 91, 69.93. Then over the last few days, we've had quite a bit of action in the energy sector. Natural gas has come down about 30 cents in the last couple of days. Currently, December's down about 8 cents at 307 on the natural gas. And crude oil today down about 90 cents, back below $50 at $49.10. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.